And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, here I am. Visiting his grave one day, emailing him the next. Hi, Mitch.
Connie, hi. I was wondering when I'd hear from you.
Yeah. Sorry I didn't get in touch right away. It's taken me a while to get used to the idea that you're really alive.
I know. It must have been a shock.
I wasn't able to think about anything else the whole trip back from Maine.
I'm sorry.
How do I even know it's really you? Maybe it's another trick by Novacom to get me to tell you things I shouldn't.
Hold on. I'll turn off the voice processor so you can hear my real voice.
Does that help?
But someone could have programmed your voice into their computer.
I'll prove it's me. Ask me something only I would know.
Okay. What was I wearing on our first date?
Sweater and jeans?
Khakis and a red blouse.
Oh, well, I remember that you ordered spaghetti.
True.
And you dropped a meatball in your lap and thought I didn't see it.
Well, that part you can forget if you want.
You gave me this adorable smile when I pretended not to notice. I'll never forget that.
Okay, don't melt, Connie. Don't melt. When you made me dinner, what did you cook?
Ah, trick question. I never made you dinner. You never let me, because if I had, it would have been macaroni and cheese.
Yep, it's you.
I'm sorry, Connie. I never meant to put you through this. It was as big a surprise to me as it was to you.
Oh, really? Your death surprised you too? Well, when did you find out you weren't dead? Because I had to go weeks thinking you were.
I know. I'm sorry.
I pleaded with God to make sense of it all. I finally came to a place where I could accept it, even if I didn't understand it. And now I have to accept that you're really alive. I've heard of couples playing games before, but this is ridiculous.
Well, we never did have a normal relationship.
Yeah, tell me about it. Maybe that's why I'm emailing a dead guy.
You've done weirder things. Remember when you dyed your hair purple?
It was raspberry chestnut. I missed you, Mitch.
I missed you too, Connie. I still do. I'm glad we can...
Mitch? That was strange.
Mitchell! Why'd you unplug me, Borland? Where do you think you are, summer camp? Do the words witness protection program mean anything to you?
Right now it means prison.
You know this is for your own safety, but you have to help us keep you safe.
Hey, I didn't volunteer for this. As I recall, I was minding my own business when your men kidnapped me.
You're just as stubborn as Justine was. Couldn't just sit still and keep her nose clean while we did our jobs.
If it weren't for Justine, you wouldn't have known about Andromeda.
And if it weren't for her stubborn refusal to listen to us, she'd be alive today. Remember, contacting the outside world not only puts you at risk, it endangers everyone who knows where you are.
All right. But in case you haven't noticed, we're spinning our wheels here. I need help. All the messages I can decode off Novacom's mainframe are too cryptic. I'm getting what looks like the minutes to Andromeda board meetings, but I can't decode it yet.
What about the disk Arthur Dent gave Jack?
I've been using the information on it to cross-reference Novacom and Andromeda databases, but all I'm coming up with is somebody's shopping list. I can't make heads or tails of it. Fizzy Cola, Triumphant, Greasley Chips, Birdhouses.
Birdhouses?
Yeah, Claremont and Launch Date pop up too, but I have no idea what any of it means.
You think Arthur Dent is playing the double agent and trying to throw us off?
I don't know. He sure went through a lot of effort to get that disc to Jack, but the man isn't exactly lucid these days.
Making him a slightly less reliable source than Mr. Potato Head.
If Mr. Potato Head had information right now, I'd take it. I don't know where else to look. That's why we need someone in Odyssey to get us a clue, a lead.
The FBI has strict regulations, Mitchell. No more contact with the outside world. And don't forget, we're monitoring.
Hey, Connie.
Hi, Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Hey, guys. What's up?
We need to talk to Mr. Whitaker. Is he around?
Oh, sorry, Alex. He's at a board meeting about the Wits End in Connellsville.
But we really, really need to talk to him. It's urgent.
Well, sorry, Cal.
Is he going to be back later?
No, Mandy, not until tomorrow. Well, what's this all about? Maybe I can help.
I don't know. It's top secret and all that.
Well, I've gotten pretty good at keeping secrets these days.
It's about the Nova Box.
Grizzly chips and fizzy cola.
And birdhouses.
Okay, very funny. If you guys don't want to tell me, just say so.
No, Connie, we're telling you. We think somehow the Nova Box is making people buy stuff they don't really want.
They're brainwashing everyone.
Brainwashing? Wait a minute, I think you better start from the beginning.
Agnes, I swear this feels just like a dream. I can't believe I'm actually taking you home with me, for good.
Funny thing is, it feels like I just woke up from a dream, a bad one, and I hope I never fall asleep again.
Well, here we are at the old homestead. You remember?
Oh, my. It's just like the day I left.
Now, you just wait. I'll get your door.
Tom, I appreciate your being a gentleman and all, but what are you doing?
Just be patient. Announcing the arrival of Mrs. Agnes Riley. Ma'am?
Thank you, Tom. But you really don't need to make such a big fuss.
Now you just hush and play along, all right?
Oh, Tom, you always did make such a big hoop-de-doo over things. Just look at this old place. It feels like I never left.
Hold on there, kiddo.
What are you doing?
I am going to carry my bride across the threshold just like I did 26 years ago. Remember?
Well, Tom, now, of course I remember. But, you know, Tom, I really don't think
here
you should...
Here we go.
Oh,
now, here we go.
Oh,
here we go.
Tom, you're back.
No, it's all right.
Oh, Tom.
No, there. No. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
There it went.
Oh, are you all right?
Me? Of course.
Oh.
Nothing a heating pad and a few weeks of therapy can't cure. I'm okay, Agnes.
Oh, good. Then let's go for a walk. Just like we used to, on the trail.
But the trail, well, I'm afraid it's gotten a bit overgrown. It's been a long time, you know.
Then we'll just have to blaze through it again.
And my bunions have been acting up.
Oh, you're sounding like an old man. Come on, Tom, let's go.
All right.
Oh, Jason, I didn't know you were home. I thought you'd be using my computer at the shop.
Yeah, Connie was hogging it. Where you been?
Oh, I was at a board meeting with Mary. We discussed the Wits End in Connellsville.
How'd it go?
Well, the board put up surprisingly little resistance. They're selling it to me. I have a new shop again.
Oh, great. I guess.
Are you still trying to decode that disk?
Yeah, it's proving to be a real pain in the neck. Whoever encrypted this thing knew what they were doing.
Are you recognizing anything?
Well, Eugene's name is all over it. And another name, too. Duncan Mathis.
Never heard of him. Well, why don't you search for him on the internet?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. Oh, there's a short Odyssey Times article about him from a year or so ago.
Oh, he lives here?
Well, possibly.
I'll check the phone book.
Yesterday, Campbell College announced that Duncan Mathis was honored with a Josiah Campbell Award for Excellence in Science.
Oh, here. I found him. He lives on Alpine Drive. That's the Campbell Rehabilitation Center.
Rehabilitation Center?
Yeah. It deals with physical therapy, helping the handicapped, long-term illness. I wonder what he has to do with Eugene.
Guess I'll go and find out.
I thought you wanted to go for a walk. You didn't say anything about a run.
Oh, what's the matter? Can't you handle it, old man?
Oh, I really wish you'd stop calling me that, you whippersnapper. You know, I'd forgotten how beautiful it is up here.
Tom, smell that honeysuckle. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, it sure is.
Brings back a lot of memories of you and me up here. They had some honeysuckle bushes outside my room at Hillingdale. Every time I'd smell them, I'd think back to this place.
I never knew that.
I'd think of the times we sat up here, watching the sunset, and dreaming about the future.
It's been a long time.
Too bad that tower has to spoil the landscape. What's it doing here?
Oh, well, that's the tower I told you about. The folks over there at Novacom are leasing the land from me. Helps pay some of the bills at the Timothy Center.
Well, I don't know if I like it.
Well, it's those same Novacom folks who developed your treatment, you know. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here talking right now.
I suppose you're right.
Now that's strange.
What?
Well, looks like there's been a campfire over there. Probably them kids again. I'm gonna go check it out.
Oh, Tom, please. Don't worry about that now. Come sit here beside me. Let's watch the sunset together.
All right. But once I sit down, I may not be able to get back up again.
Oh, come on, old man.
Agnes.
All right, then. Come on, Puddin' Face.
Oh, Puddin' Face. I think I like old man better.
Oh. There. Hold my hand.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, the nurse up front said it was all right to visit.
She did. What does she know? Go away, I'm busy.
Excuse me, are you Duncan Mathis?
What do you want?
My name is Jason Whitaker, and
Did you say Whitaker?
Yes.
Are you related to John Whitaker?
Yes, I'm his son.
Well, then, come on in.
All right, thanks. Hi, Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were...
In a wheelchair. What did you expect in a rehab center? Sit down.
Why, thanks.
So, you're Jason Whitaker. I was wondering when one of you guys would show up.
Oh?
Didn't you get my letter?
No.
My sister. I never should have trusted her to mail it.
Why did you write to us?
I heard your father on the radio, warning everyone about the Novabox.
Yeah.
I thought... This is a man I want to talk with. He got it right, you know. More than right. The Novabox is very dangerous.
I'm glad you think so. But why do you think so? What do you know about it?
What do I know about it? I was on the research team at Campbell College.
You worked with Eugene Meltzner on the radio wave study?
That's right. I was their guinea pig.
Wait, you mean you let them experiment on you?
I'm a quadriplegic. It's been 12 years since I've fed myself, Mr. Whitaker. When my sister told me about the research, I knew I had to be a part of it. It's the sort of thing I've been studying for years anyway.
Duncan, tell me about it if you can.
Most of it's pretty boring. Experiments, tests, hypotheses.
That's heaven to Eugene.
It sure was. He was completely obsessed.
I'll bet.
He believed, we all believed. This could be the greatest advancement for the handicapped in our lifetime. Imagine converting brain waves to radio waves so that people like me could manipulate machines just by thinking about it. And then we had our breakthrough.
What kind of breakthrough?
I moved the computer cursor.
Just by thinking about it?
Right. I remember it like it was yesterday. It moved about a quarter of an inch to the right. But that was a quarter of an inch more than anyone had ever moved it before.
Wow.
Eugene and the team were beside themselves. What a day. Then the next day, I moved the cursor even further down the screen and typed the letter Q. The day after that, I typed my name, all by thinking about it. It was incredible.
Oh, I can imagine.
But it ended there.
Why? What happened?
Eugene left on a family emergency. And we made a big mistake.
What mistake?
We told the dean about our success. The next thing we knew, these so-called scientists showed up from Chicago and started hammering us with questions. And the strangest thing was that they didn't seem interested in our success.
Well, what were they interested in?
Whether or not we could successfully reverse the process to convert radio waves to brain waves. That's when I knew we'd been duped. They didn't care about the handicapped. They didn't care about me.
Duncan, who were these people?
They never said. But when Eugene came back, he was very suspicious. I told him what I knew about the strange men. He told me what he knew about Andromeda, and before I knew it, he had taken off with the research. I was relieved and devastated at the same time. I'd become addicted to the effects, and it was suddenly gone. It had worked, Mr. Whitaker. And I knew with more research, even more could be done.
Now, wait a minute, I'm confused. If it worked, why aren't you using the technology now? Isn't the Nova Box supposed to help the handicapped?
I did use it, but the effects don't last.
What?
All of the benefits of the Nova Box, they reverse themselves to the extent that people are worse off than they were before. It happened to me. It'll happen to everyone else.
Hey, Duncan, I'm back.
Come on in.
Jason?
Monica, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
You two know each other?
Yes. How do you know her?
She's my sister.
Monica? You're Duncan's sister?
Yes. Now, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm talking to your brother.
Get out, Jason.
It's okay, Monica.
No, it isn't. He's trying to undo all that we've worked for.
It's undoing itself. How many times do I have to tell you?
What did you say to him, Duncan?
I told him everything.
Everything? Duncan!
We can't sit around while innocent people get hurt.
No one's going to get hurt. You need to give the technology more time to work.
Do you really think you know more about this than I do?
Come outside, Jason. I want to talk to you.
She's taking you outside because she thinks I'll shoot down all of her arguments, which I will.
Is this why you've been working for Andromeda? For your brother?
It's none of your business.
Well, I think I have a right to know why you lied to me and pulled a gun on my friend.
I will do whatever I have to do to help my brother.
Does he know that? Have you told him what you've been doing?
No, and he better never find out. I'm helping him. Do not get in my way.
But Andromeda isn't helping him. The technology isn't working.
Yes, it is.
Why are you blinding yourself, Monica? Andromeda doesn't care about you or your brother.
Just go.
Look, Duncan wants people to know the truth, and I'm going to see that his message gets out.
No, you're not making my brother into the poster child for your campaign.
And why not? You've made him the poster child for yours. Why, Monica? Why are you so willing to be a criminal to help Andromeda?
Because it's my fault.
What?
It's my fault he's in the wheelchair. It was a stupid diving accident, and I'm responsible. There. Are you satisfied now?
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't want your pity.
All right, Monica. I understand. But please listen to me. Even if it's for the right reasons, you've been working for the wrong side. Everything I know about Andromeda and this box of theirs is not the answer for your brother, or any of us.
Well, it's the only answer I have.
Look, talk to Mr. Charles. Ask him directly what he knows about the Nova Box. You'll see. He hasn't been telling you everything they know.
I'll get it, Agnes. Well, hello there, Whit.
Hi, Tom. Do you have a minute?
For you? Sure. Come on in. What's going on? You look downright depressed.
Well, how is Agnes?
She couldn't be better. In fact, she's upstairs working on a painting. It's some kind of surprise for me.
Yeah, that's nice.
Is that why you're here, to ask about Agnes?
Tom, this is very hard for me. I know we disagree on this wave therapy treatment for Agnes, and
I don't think we need to talk about that again.
But Tom, I just talked to Jason. He has some new information you need to know.
I don't want to hear it.
The process doesn't last, Tom. It reverses itself. People wind up worse than when they started.
Oh, is that so? And Jason's an expert on all this?
Tom,
I don't think you understand something. I have got my Agnes back, and she's doing better than ever. And I can see it with my own eyes, Whit. Now, why are you in such a hurry to take that away from me?
I'm not, Tom.
You and I have been friends a long time, John Avery. And I want to believe that you have good intentions.
Tom!
But you are meddling where you shouldn't be meddling.
All right, I understand. I'm sorry to bother you.
Message undeliverable. How could it be undeliverable? Where are you, Mitch?
Hey, Connie, do you know what would put the...
Don't come in here!
What's wrong? Are you losing it solitaire again? What's this? You're writing a message to Mitch?
To Mitch? No, of course not. Because he's dead, remember? You were at his memorial service. So was I.
Yeah, I remember. I just didn't know if you did. Hey, you got an instant message.
I did? How funny. I'm sure it's not from who it says it's from.
Well, it says it's from Sparky the Happy Giraffe.
Look, it's not what you think. Huh? Who's Sparky the Happy Giraffe?
That beats me. I'll delete it. And remember what Witt said about accepting messages from unknown senders.
No, I mean, not yet. I'll see what Sparky the Happy Giraffe wants. I mean, how dangerous could he be? He's happy. He's a giraffe. His name's Sparky.
Okay, I'll be downstairs. If you need to go home early and take a little nap, that's fine.
Let's see here. Who are you?
It's Mitch. Sorry, kind of a long story, but I had to change my screen name.
I'm just glad you're okay. I was worried, and I had something important to talk to you about.
What is it?
Well, the kids came in today and told me about a research project they were doing for school.
What you cooking?
Your favorite. Fried chicken with a little mashed potatoes and chicken gravy on the side. And cream corn.
Mm-hmm.
Agnes, you've got an extra plate here on the table.
An extra plate? Don't be silly. Timmy's going to be starving by the time he gets home from softball practice.
Agnes, Timmy's not coming home.
What do you mean he's not coming home? Is there a... Tom?
Are you okay?
Yes. I know Timmy's not coming home. I know that. Timmy died. I know that. It was just a little slip.
I know, honey. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm sure it's nothing to worry about. Probably just a little relapse or something like that.
Tom... I don't want to go back. Please, I don't want to go back.
Agnes, honey, I know. I know.
It's interesting to see how Tom and Monica have placed so much trust in the Nova Box. And it doesn't look like that's going to work out too well, does it? You know, the problem is, when we put our hope in the wrong things, it's a false hope, and one day that will hurt us. Our only true hope is to trust in God, because the hope He gives will never disappoint us. In Psalm 25, verse 3, King David tells God, "No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame." What a wonderful thing that is, to have a God who will never fail us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Exceptional Circumstances was written by John Beebe, Kathy Waringa, and Marshall Younger, and directed by Kathy Waringa and Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Glenn Montjoy, and our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.